Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're jumping into something called UWare. They're calling themselves the world's first vibe coding community. Sounds interesting.
It really does. We looked into their launch, their materials.
Well, dug into the sources. And the mission today is, well, to figure out what this is all about. How is it changing things for people who want to create, you know, digital stuff, but maybe aren't hardcore coders?
Exactly. And what really jumps out is that core mission. It's about democratizing software creation, really breaking down those technical walls.
Democratizing, okay.
Yeah, it's not just about making coding easier. It feels more fundamental, like opening it up to a whole new group of people who had ideas but maybe felt blocked by the tech side.
That idea really resonates. I saw Leon Ming, one of the makers. He had this great analogy about the challenge UWare is tackling. How did he put it? It was about photography.
Right, the dark room analogy. He compared traditional coding to how photography used to be. You know, before easy cameras.
Okay. Complex, specialized.
Exactly. You need the dark room, the chemicals, all that know-how. It was exclusive. And his point is, software building has kind of been like that for a long time.
A members-only club, basically.
Yeah, that's the phrase he used. Yeah, a members-only club. If you didn't speak the language of code, you were sort of stuck outside looking in.
So UWare is trying to be the point-and-shoot camera for software. Is that the idea?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They let users, and this is their wording, build real AI apps, websites, and games with simple prompts.
Simple prompts, like just typing what you want?
Pretty much. Natural language.
Yeah.
No complex code, no jargon, no waiting around for developers necessarily. It's almost instantaneous creation from an idea.
Wow.
Someone on Product Hunt actually made a neat connection saying, coding is the new personalized manufacturing. It reminds me of that Arthur C. Clarke quote, too, you know, about advanced technology and magic.
Right. Indistinguishable from magic. Okay, so the tech is accessible, but what about this vibe coding community part? That sounds different.
It does, yeah. It seems core to their identity. It's not just presented as a building tool, but as this buzzing place.
A community. And it's big already, right? Like over 100,000 creators.
Yeah, 100K plus creators, 300K plus projects. So there's scale there. It's a space for feedback, for inspiration, seeing what others are doing.
And vibe coding? What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, the implication is it's more intuitive, maybe more expressive, less about rigid logic and syntax, and more about capturing a feeling or an idea. They talk about it as a way for the new generation to express themselves.
Interesting, like digital self-expression.
Exactly. And they shared this story about kids at a summer camp in Japan, just picking it up. Spontaneously starting to build things, learn, share.
Wow, just like that.
Yeah, apparently so. It highlights how they see it, empowering people, especially younger folks, to build confidently and share their ideas, making it feel natural, not intimidating.
That shift from strict rules to just creating, that's powerful. But who is this really for? Is it mainly for hobbyists playing around, or are professionals using this?
It seems like both. But they have a really clear professional focus, too. They specifically call out product managers.
Okay, why them?
Because PMs often write specs, right? Detailed documents. But here, the idea is they can actually build the thing, or at least a version of it themselves, iterate faster.
Instead of just describing it? Makes sense. Who else?
Marketers, too. Needing to launch landing pages or simple apps quickly. Maybe faster than the main engineering team can move.
Right, bypassing the roadmap delays.
Exactly. And then, really, they say it's for anyone with a spark of an idea who has been told before, you know, that's too technical.
So breaking down that barrier for lots of different people. Any examples?
Yeah, they mentioned solo founders getting an MVP, a minimum viable product, out in just a day.
A day, seriously.
That's what they claim. Or designers taking their Figma designs and turning them into live websites really fast. It collapses that whole development cycle for certain types of projects.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you listening? UWare seems like more than just another app builder.
Definitely. It's about enabling really rapid idea to reality, especially for people who don't traditionally code.
Across different jobs, different needs.
Yeah.
Fostering this creativity, making people feel like they can be digital makers.
It really opens things up, which leads to, I think, a really interesting question for everyone listening.
Yeah.
Given this kind of accessibility, this potential ease of creation, what's that one idea you've always had tucked away? That app, that website, that digital thing you thought was out of reach? Might it actually be possible now?
Yeah.